Ben Quinn, who is in Clapham and has been there for some time. Ben, what have you witnessed there and what's the mood like now?
Yeah, well, things kicked off here at around about 9 p.m. at Currys on St. John's Road was first targeted. They went through the metal shutters, spent about half an hour living it, flat screen TVs, electronic goods, everything was pulled out. Pretty much until a member of the public had drinks, he was speaking to me, decided to wade in from a local pub. He was punched, he caught a chair, it was thrown at him, but he dispersed the crowd. Then, for the next hour and a half, pretty much most shops on St. John's Road were ransacked. The whole area is covered in debris. There's coat hangers with clothes on it. A shop on Lavender Hill is now on fire, and the crowd are beginning to turn their attention to a major branch of Asda's, which they're trying to get into, but the double glazing, or armoured plating, as some of them are calling it, seems to be tearing them.
And what kind of numbers are we talking about, and also what sort of age?
Well, we're talking hundreds of people at this stage, potentially hundreds and hundreds. Initially, it was a few dozens. Mainly male, multi-ethnic to a large extent, but not entirely. Some very young girls, very young boys, but in the main, the average age might be somewhere in the early 20s. Lots of kids with masks, hoodies, and I'm told by quite a lot of local people, a lot of them are gang members identified by the colour of their scarves. They seem to be happy enough to work together this evening. The police arrived after about an hour and a half of the living in high speed, and two trucks drove pretty much into the Clapham Junction, dispersed the crowd in different directions. They've been securing St. John's Road now for the last hour or so, riot police. Not that many of them. They're very, very much outnumbered. I'd say no more than a dozen, no more than that. But this fire now could potentially be quite serious.
There's a fire, you say. Whereabouts is that?
Yeah, I'm just walking down in the direction of it. Quite a lot of smoke. And, it's coming from a corner store which has been set on fire. It's based, at least, it seems quite worrying because people do live in the rooms above the shops in this area as well. And certainly where the fire was seems to be a place where people earlier on had been looking on from the windows above.
And whereabouts is this fire exactly? This
right at Clapham Junction, near the train station. And it's actually really beginning to gather, and I think if the fire brigade don't get here pretty soon, it's probably going to spread right throughout the building complex. It's at the foot of Lavender Hill Road, basically, and it goes on their way up. So the police have now moved in to secure the area around the fire, and the air is thick with smoke, basically.
And so police are just gathering around, no indication as to what might have started the fire or anything like that?
Definitely the fire was there's some debris being thrown in our direction. I've moved on the other side of police lines, and I'm just going to stand in a corner for a moment and let things pass. But go ahead, Adam.
No, I was just going to say, what's the reaction been like to the police? We've seen a lot of violence elsewhere. Have you seen that there as well, or is it more people concentrating on the looting?
Mainly concentrating on the looting at this stage. It was about the property more than anything else. Police were slow to arrive, and in small numbers. It's only now in the last couple of seconds, actually, that quite a lot of glass has been thrown in our direction. I'm standing behind the police now. I spent most of my time intermingling with the looters and the public on the other side of police lines. But just as I was speaking to you, I managed to get caught behind the police, which is not a good place to be in a riot very often, because you end up being on the receiving end of bottles thrown through the air.
And just finally, Ben, a bit more, what's that fire looking like now then? I mean, is it quite a big blaze?
It looks like a sizable blaze on the bottom floor of the off, actually, and it's beginning to catch. It hasn't gone to the second floor just yet, but the police are moving they've managed to secure the first couple of hundred metres of Lavender Hill Road, so it's sufficient space within which the fire brigade could work, basically, so I think that's what's going to happen next.
Okay.
And pretty much ushering all members of the public away from the area.
Thanks, Ben, and all the best. We'll speak to you later.
Thanks, Adam. Bye.
Cheers.